Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has outlined the government's plan for a border security command to tackle illegal immigration this morning. The government has promised to recruit hundreds of new officers to target smuggling gangs and ramp up return flights of failed asylum seekers and others here illegally. The search operation for six people missing after a luxury yacht sank off the coast of Sicily is entering its third day. Among those missing are the British tech entrepreneur Mike Lynch. Barack Obama's endorsed Kamala Harris's bid for the White House at the Democratic Party convention. He described Donald Trump as selfish, dangerous, and obsessed with crowd size, and he said America was ready for a new start.
We do not need four more years of bluster and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Stephen Davis.
When you need a number fast, the only number you need is 118212.
Miss Maureen, the telephone detective, at your service.
Maureen! 118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And yes, welcome to The Business Mix on Colourful, bringing you the best in all things Black business across the UK. I'm Rachel. And it's nice to be here again in our virtual studio, which is, and I would say it's always full, but actually
it's full today.
Yeah, it is. We've got show's a little bit different today. We've got we haven't done a spotlight
for a while,
actually.
And yeah. We love doing them.
We do like doing our spotlights. We've got a business spotlight, and then, back by popular demand, we have Miles Isaacs, who was with us a few weeks back with a part two on the digital platforms
and
businesses. So I think we should get straight into it so we don't lose precious time. Okay. So as I said, we've got Business Spotlight. We're really pleased to introduce someone who's very dear to the Business Mix journey, was there right at the inception. Has actually been on the show, I don't even know how many years ago it was.
Yeah, way back when. When we were baby.
Yeah, now we're all grown up. back in the studio, we have David Ankarat, who is going to be telling us about a great new event. I love the name because it's just two of people's favourite things in life.
I know it's Dave's favourite thing.
Planting, so yeah. I'm Prosecco. So welcome to the studio, David. Woo!
How you doing? Thanks for the welcome.
We're good. How are you? It's like a fairy godfather.
Where's your magic wand?
How are you? How have you been?
I am very, very good. Thank you. Blessed and just grateful that I'm still here, still breathing. A lot going on in the world, but we push forward, we keep smiling, we keep trying to bring positive energy everywhere we go.
Absolutely. Yes. So as Rachel said, we've known you from way back when, so we don't need to be introduced. You don't need to introduce yourself to us, but for our listeners, please introduce yourself and what you do.
Well, I am by day a finance professional for over 20 years. And I'm an advocate for personal economic empowerment. So to that extent, I've written a couple of books on personal finance, one called Don't Do What I Did. That's for the young adults, 15 plus. And another one for the younger ones called Seeds for the ages 8 plus. And it actually talks about money without mentioning money in the main story. So that's my 9 to 5 in a sense. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I have several entrepreneurial aspirations and ventures that I've been dabbling in over the years, almost like a hobby. So from Caramel Radio, which is where I met you guys. To get started. Remember that? That was good. So Caramel Radio is my little station, which is off the back of my DJ career, so to speak, under the name Dave Knight. And that's the smoother, sweeter, funkiest side of R&B and street. So down tempo, blues, love songs, and slow jam.
Woo! 24/7. Saying we can tell you've been saying that for a while. It's world off the tongue.
Yes, that's the aspect. Then more recently, I have started a t-shirt line based off of my love of plantain. So I started a t-shirt line called Peace, Love, and T-shirts. Because I just had the idea in my head. I wanted a t-shirt that said Peace, Love, and Plantain. So I did one, wore it out. A couple people was like, oh, I want one. So I thought, okay, let me just put it online and, you know, let people come and get positive messages that are coming from the t-shirt. Peace, love, and now you can have almost any favorite food that you want. So there's peace, love, and jollof, peace, love, and rice and peas, peace, love, and prosecco, peace, love, and kelewele, all sorts. Even fufu, peace, love, and pounded yam.
You got stew yet? Bangku stew.
Bangku, peace, love, and bangku. I think I've got the stew not on its own, but there's bongo peas and all sorts.
Okay.
So yeah, that's another aspect. And then another one recently is an app that me and my business partner put together called Good Muse.
Yeah.
And that is to help.
That's what you came on the show to talk about, I remember.
Yes. I still had the t-shirt.
Yeah, people like the t-shirts. People like the t-shirts and like the logo and stuff. So we've been working on that, looking at expanding and kind
of. Tell us a bit about the app and what it's for, what it does, who it's,
The app is to help you find the places that played the actual songs that you love, not necessarily just the genre. So I'll give you a quick story. The other day, I saw a flyer. It said, old school hip hop all night. So called up Jonathan and it was like, yeah, this thing's happening. Old school hip hop all night. So I put on my old school hip hop t-shirt. I had the gold chain on, went down there, got in, and I heard those two rooms. So to the left was that, but then to the right, we went into the room and I'm standing there. Tell me why we're hearing Blue Cantrell, Usher, and Blackstreet on a night with a flyer says old school hip hop all night.
Got it. Well, I mean, if you're 22, that's old school hip hop right there. Blue Cantrell. Yes.
It's like. So what Good Muse does is you can put in the songs that you actually like. So I could put in Biggie, One More Chance. That's a very, very common example. I could put in J. Cole, like Fire Squad.
Right.
I could put in Special Ed, Never Go Back.
Mm-hmm.
I could put in UMC's One to Grow On. I could put in Leaders of the New School, Leaders of the New School, Sob Story, Case of the PTA. And I'll put all those in and it will show me which DJs have those in their playlist that they're likely to play on the night.
Love it. Then
I can go and grab tickets and go and enjoy myself with the right kind of music that I'm looking for.
Got it.
Your hip hop is not necessarily my hip hop.
Exactly.
Your jungle is not necessarily my jungle.
You hear that. Like that's
the adventure with that one.
How long did you stay at the old school, new school /
We stayed maybe about 17 and a half minutes.
Wow. Filled your stuff and everything.
You know what you should have done, shouldn't you? You should have downloaded an app called Good Muse.
Put in the song that you wanted to hear. Next time.
It's once we get DJs to really understand the ecosystem of what that's about, because it's also real time. So you can be leaving your office and say, you know what, I don't feel like going home. And then you just type stuff in and you can see what's around you. Grab tickets in the app and then off you go.
So DJs, if you're listening, you need to jump on Good Muse, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Register, put in your playlist, tell people where they can find you. And also if you're looking for a place to go, like you said, you know, one of those nights, you know, I don't really feel like going home, or Saturday, come on, let's do something. You don't know where you're going. You need to download Good Muse. There you go.
Yes,
exactly.
Then my overarching venture is Evolusol, which is the finance awareness, finance education, and it's where the books are published under. Wow, we do workshops for the youth and workshops for organizations, doing financial well-being and raising awareness on how they can manage their money in a better way to help them have a better financial future.
Great. So if anyone wants to contact you, but before we move on to the event that's coming up, if anyone wants to contact you around the financial advice kind of, or the books, workshops element, how can they reach out to you on that?
It's evolusol.org, evolusol.org.
Got it. Thank you.
So Dave, you're here for one thing and one thing only. Me and Rachel, no, actually more Rachel than me, but she does. Like this one, we saw the flyer and we're like, good. I'm a homebod, like, but we said we're going out. So we're going out. So please tell us a bit more about your upcoming event, Plantain and Prosecco, and how it came about.
Okay, so Plantain and Prosecco was a little idea I had a few years ago before all the shutdowns and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of inspired by me seeing other communities having shop fronts that said members only. And you know, the door might be open a little once in a while and you see a porter in there, but you don't see much going on. And I'm thinking, they must be in there doing something. They're probably talking and talking about business, doing connections and networking and things like that. I thought, okay, where's a place that we can actually do that? And the idea of Plantain and Prosecco kind of came to me because Plantain is one of my favorite things. And I thought Prosecco adds a certain je ne sais quoi in the sense that it brings a feeling of you're going to talk about things to do with what you're doing and you can relax and chill and socialize.
Mm-hmm.
So it was then going to be a podcast for a while. Again, partly to do with what lockdown had, but then an opportunity has come along, a venue is available, and I can, you know, bring to life this idea, bringing us together so we can network, we can socialize, we can chill. It doesn't have to be anything too formal. It's meant to be an entrepreneur, business owner, social lounge.
So it's
not come here and give you my business card, let me give you my business card, you know, just trying to farm them out as much as possible. It's more a case of, okay, let's build a collaborative space where I can help you, you can help me. We can just chill, we can just chat, we can all become friends and then do business as friends. So that's kind of where the ethos and the ideas come from.
Perfect.
Okay, so business professionals, but we don't necessarily have to do business on the night.
Exactly, a hangout for the entrepreneurs, especially some of the solopreneurs as well.
Yeah.
So some solo spirits or the aspiring entrepreneurs or the aspiring individuals who just want to be in an environment where everybody's thinking about business or thinking about starting a business and talking along those terms with each other.
Right.
Having that kind of environment. So yeah, you don't need to have a fully fledged business to come along and enjoy at all.
So when and where is this Plantain and Prosecco being served, please?
It is being served. On the 28th of August, Wednesday, the 28th of August, from 6 p.m. at Cotton's Club in Shoreditch.
Got it.
Ooh, Shoreditch.
So this downstairs section of Cotton's Club.
Yeah.
In the heart of Shoreditch. Lovely venue. And on the night, there'll also be a couple of pitches as well from the front room. So a couple of people are going to talk about their businesses.
Okay.
And we're probably going to give them some feedback in the sense that, you know, what are their challenges? And we see if we can help them work their way through them.
Nice.
On the bits.
I like that. Very supportive. Very supportive. Yes. And apart from being able to order Plantain and Prosecco, is there going to be food available on the night? Do you know? What can we expect?
There'll be some nibbles available that you can order, as well as the Plantain and Prosecco. We're hoping to have a Plantain and Prosecco deal.
Okay.
So you can just, you know, say, can I have Plantain and Prosecco, please? And then, you know, you get that.
I think that should be universal across all bars, really.
Well, this is the thing. I don't understand why these bars just don't, you know, but maybe I have to do something about it.
Exactly.
That.
So this is my new
idea. Yes, yes.
Actually, something in pipeline that I'm thinking of doing, which might actually facilitate something along those lines. the long goals now.
Got it. Okay, cool. So there will be snacks, there will be Prosecco, there will be planting available. But more importantly, there'll be people that we can actually, you said, socialize with, network with, but not always on the kind of business pretense. And, you know, you're not always looking to strike the new deals. Like you said, sometimes you just need to unwind with some like-minded people who kind of understand the highs and lows, ups and downs of starting and growing and maintaining a business. So.
Yes. And it's hopefully going to be a place where you can just openly talk about your obstacles as well. Because I think with some networking events, you kind of want to come across like you have no problems whatsoever.
Got it. Just
thriving and everything.
But here
it's more a case of, you know what? Yeah, I was having trouble getting something imported. And somebody might be like, well, you know, you just have to do this, this, and this. Or talk to this person. And
yeah,
issue resolved and everyone's kind of thing. So one of my mantras within it is, if you don't know something, we don't denigrate, we educate and elevate.
Perfect. So for those who like the sound of what you're offering for Plant Embassy, can you tell us where we can get tidkits before you can then tell us about what's the next steps for Plant Embassy?
Sure. Just to also mention, there will be music as well. So
of course, that's a given.
Jam as well. You want to, you know, shake a foot. We probably have a little bit of that as well. You can get tickets by going to plantainandprosecco.com. Plantainandprosecco.com. We still have a few early bird tickets left.
Okay.
And we had a really, really early offer, which was 2-for-1 tickets, but that's now. But for the next one, you may want to join the mailing list that's on the site as well. And then we'll notify you when the next set of tickets go out, because we're hoping to do these at least once a quarter.
Okay. That was going to be my question. When's the next one? If we can't one, when could we next jump in? So. Yeah.
There's been a few people who are going on holiday at the time and they've said, no, I'm coming to the next one. So, you know, it's encouraging to know that people are really interested in this event, which is, you know, I'm grateful for. Designed the flyer and said, okay, let me just put it out there. And then suddenly, you know, It's just.
They will come. They will be there. They will. So I guess, like you said, future plans, possibly once a quarter. Any kind of maybe special guests? Are you going to keep up with the pitches, or perhaps as a regular feature?
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes with the pitches. People are in that, because it's not like an official pitch. You're not as pitching like it's Dragon's Den. There's no jokes.
Yeah.
Dry bends. It's very relaxed. So you can make a mistake. You can actually practice up there if that's what you wanted to do.
Love it.
But it also gets you familiar with being on stage, familiar with being with people and talking. So it's again a safe space for you to come and do that. I do have some additional things that are probably going to come off of this, because I may bring in a membership, have some additional benefits and packages in there as well. Do like the idea of bringing in a cash flow night. So you remember the board game cash flow?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No. Old school.
Yeah. Because again, through my wanting people to be personally, economically empowered, I would like to sprinkle little bits of finance awareness and finance education in there for people if they want. But that might be another aspect of Planting Prosecco. And there's a couple other things. If you stay tuned in terms of, you know, you join the mailing list, I'll be letting out little nuggets of what might be possible.
Got it. Okay. So you heard it here first. Sign up to the mailing list. Be the first to hear of what's going down and what's going to happen next. However, before that, Dave has lovingly wanted to give away 2 tickets on the show. So we're actually quite pleased and excited for that. So if you're interested, if you like the sound of the event, go on to plantingandprosecco.com anyway, sign up for the mailing list, but there is also a competition on there. Is that correct? Explain it away. Give us the details.
Okay. So on the site, one of the first things you'll see is click here to enter the competition that you hear on Colorful Radio.
Yep.
On the business mix.
Yeah.
You have to answer one simple question, and that is, how many A's in plantain and Prosecco?
Like it. How many A's in Prosecco?
That's it. Yeah. Pretend like you're playing Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Fantastic. So, and how long have we got for people, our listeners, to enter the competition?
We are looking to close this by Thursday midnight. So Thursday at midnight, hopefully everyone's got their entries in. And then we will select a winner to be announced, hopefully on the Friday or the Saturday.
Or let's say Thursday, 23:59.
Okay. Nice,
yeah. So yeah. Wednesday, 23:59, before the end of the day on Thursday, before the clock strikes midnight or Friday morning, you need to have your answer in. So hopefully you can do your 1, 2, 3s, ABCs. How many A's in planting and Prosecco? Go off to plantingandprosecco.com, enter the competition and put in your answer.
Yeah,
and good luck to people out there. And if you don't win, it's okay. You can still get your ticket. It's all right. And you'll see us down there.
Fantastic. Looking forward to having you.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks.
To seeing you next week and, yeah, getting some planting and Prosecco.
Hey. So much. See, I like a little short, snappy spotlight. Short and snappy spotlight.
Yeah, indeed.
Absolutely, absolutely. But as time is ticking, let's introduce our next guest, who, as you said, has come on only a few weeks ago, but we like a part two here. So
we do, and we did actually get feedback. People were like, oh, what a great young man. He gave some great insight. Oh, okay, so he needs to come back then, does he? So we are here with Miles Isaac, MI Creative. Hi, Miles.
Which odds are you with that request of me to come back?
I mention no names.
I'm all for it.
I will mention no names, but yes, you definitely, they were bigging you up, I'm telling you. So
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
And so we thought, well, what else can we speak or what have we not touched on for a while? Something that's quite always evolving, and it's the kind of thing where you've got to keep your finger on the pulse because those digital advances are happening all the time. So we thought we'd look at, because it's a question that even me and Chrissy have kind of spoken about, websites, not just websites, but, you know, nowadays you've got like a plethora of different digital platforms. It might be a landing page, you know, it might be kind of like a sign up page, like all these different digital platforms that you can use to showcase your business, but not always necessarily knowing which one's the most, I guess, advantageous one to you for what purpose. So we thought, who better than our creative mastermind, Miles, to come back?
Soon to be resident.
Yeah, I like that. You see, you've really got yourself a job.
You've got your site. He's got a plan.
Before we get into it, please just quickly introduce yourself again for our listeners, what you do, what your organization is.
Sure. So I am I guess I'm a solopreneur at the moment, but basically I run a creative agency who specializes in branding and creative. Creative agency who specializes in branding and website design and development and marketing. We lean more towards branding. So we love that. We do sort of live and breathe, you know, working with different brands, could be individuals, different businesses that have different purposes from different industries as well. But we basically help to bring the story that a brand has to the marketplace, to life and to the marketplace using different means. So, yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
So, I guess, let's just get, I guess, into it. I'm just going to put it out there the first, because I don't particularly really know the differences between, as we said, you've got a website, you've got a microsite, you've got a landing page, you've even got social media kind of profiles and platforms. I guess it'll be good to know, just give a quick overview of I guess let's just start with the website landing page and microsite, and we can touch on the social media in later down the line. But what is the when would each of these be used, and how would you even know which one is best to use at what time or for what purpose?
Yes, yes.
And if
yes,
I'm silent, it's because I'm making notes because I have no idea.
That's good. This is going to be a learning and education segment. So that's great. That's great. Okay, cool. So, yeah, really and truly, there's loads of different names in the web space, the web, the, you know, online activities and, you know, different pages and different types of platforms are ever evolving. And as we're moving closer and closer to, let's call it a very digitalized age. It's going to help to know the difference between things, but also don't be too hard on yourself if you don't know each individual sort of name and stuff, because there's loads of... There's loads of names for different things. But to clarify, a website, generally speaking, is like the online manifestation of your brand. So it outlines all the things that you do in the way that you want your customers to perceive you. So you can think of it like your shop window to grab attention and like inform the passers-by who you want to, you know, draw in. So your website is generally a multi-faceted platform that's usually customized to suit your brand or the functionality that you want to, you know, maybe base your business model around, or the things that you just want people to get a feeling experience of.
Okay.
Right. A landing page is usually an arm of the website. It's best to think of it like a pop-up shop in the same, if we're using the same analogy of a shop window. Okay. A landing page is more like your pop-up shop or market stall to promote a product, like a new product or service that you want to give special attention to. So if it was a pop-up or a market store, it'd be like, you know, this new product and you're giving out samples, you know, when you go out to, you know, different places like shopping centers or parks, and then you see those guys in the parks are saying, hey, this is a brand that exists, you might know the brand, be it Fanta or Coca-Cola, but this is a new version or sub product that we've got.
Got it. Okay.
And yeah, so it functions as like a short-term place for campaign and leads to end up during your marketing effort.
Okay.
So hopefully you're still with me in the difference between those two.
Yeah.
And then a microsite is similar to a landing page in that it's a promotional tool for a specific product or service, but it's usually a bit more comprehensive and or immersive. So you could think of it a bit like, still keeping with the analogies, my analogy game is on fire today. It is more like an exhibition stand or an art installation, right? It's still part of your brand, but it's more encouraged for people to do something, you know, some activities or engage with the functionality of the site. That is still a sub element of your brand.
And are they normally, as you said, are they normally like within the business's website, or does it have like a whole different, like, is it outside of the website to have a different website address, or is it like a page within the website?
No, good question. So landing pages generally are a sub page of your website. So of your existing website, if it's built with WordPress, if it's built with Wix, if it's built with Squarespace, you usually get like the full, you'll have the domain example.com and then /, and then whatever the name of the page is.
Yes.
And usually with a micro site, because of, well, loads of different reasons, there could also be a subdomain, which is usually, let's say, name.example.com. So it's a bit before the main domain URL. And in those instances, that's usually done either for SEO purposes or usually just so that you can build whatever functionality on its own platform as opposed to drawing on the resources of the main website. But
we're getting into the, what's the word, the acronyms already.
And the jargon, yeah.
Yes.
Let me know if I need to slow down as well, because I mean, all this stuff's in my head, but I don't want to be talking over any of you guys.
Oh, no. So I do know that SEO stands for
search engine optimization.
Nice. Points for Rachel.
Points for Rachel. Bossing Rachel. I do my homework, which basically helps your website to be seen on the internet by as many people as possible.
Go on.
I remember. It's coming back to me.
I'm not going any further than
Rachel's quite good. She likes a website. I know we've had conversations about, do we have a website? Do we have a landing page? And Rachel's external enterprises have, they're all working. She loves a website. And she's very good at creating, and she's got that creative flow. It's not that way. But anyway.
Don't worry, you'll be there soon.
And let me just put this out there and let people know. And if you're listening, entrepreneurs, business owners, startups, side hustlers, whoever, she's saying it like I build the websites, you know. I do not. But this is why we have associates. This is why we outsource. This is why we
manage
people like Miles, who can take all the stuff that's in your head and make sense of it.
Great.
Life. So
absolutely.
I'm not going to take the praise and the credit for any websites that have my name attached to it, because I did not build it. It was somebody else. But I think sometimes we need to remember that we don't need to know everything. We just know basically who can I speak to that can help bring this together. So
yes, perfect. Great. So Miles, a website, landing page, microsites. I mean, can you advise people on like who should be getting what? So I'm a small business.
A small business that sells culturally relevant greeting cards. When starting a website, a landing page, or a microsite.
Okay, say that again for me.
You're just a culturally relevant greeting card.
Okay, that's a nice idea.
Someone should do something.
A cultural greeting card. That actually sounds like a banging idea. All right.
Fair, cool.
All right.
If only we knew someone that
will manifest soon. No, so okay, cool. If you're selling greeting cards, I would say then. So for me, I like to work based off of, I guess, what you have at your disposal and what your ultimate goal is. So with greeting cards, you'd be trying to sell your greeting cards. Mm-hmm. You're just starting up and you're on a shoestring budget, you don't have a lot. There are a few different resources available online. And by resources, I mean, I would go for an e-commerce solution to make sure that your cards are easily purchasable online, just because that's the core of it. That would be the core of the business model. And there's loads of different, brands and websites that offer even free e-commerce, solutions with products of up to maybe 5 or restricted sort of customization, but like you can start selling sort of straight away. That would be if you're sort of just starting out and you've got quite a small budget, maybe you don't have a lot of team members, you can take a lot of the slack up for you. So a lot of the effort you're going to be spending is sort of dissipate or dispersed between so many different things. So yeah. And I would say a landing page would be after you've probably been going for a little bit and you've got established services and maybe an established either website or online presence, which could be social media page. Reason why I say a bit later though is because generally you need a bit of a runway in terms of setting up, let's say, the flow or the funnel for your customers to go into, follow, and then land. So your landing page is literally a page for people to land on as part of a market in Africa. And so I would say after you've got yourself established a bit, maybe you sold a couple products, you know who your customers are, then you can start to say, right, let's do a campaign for these greeting cards for people to maybe leave their email with you to sign up for a newsletter campaign. Sign up for a newsletter. It could be buy a bundle of greeting cards at a discount. Or it could be as simple as sign up for the next latest release or some exclusive cards. And those three examples that I just gave, would be the messaging on the landing page. So that's that was that is what a certain number of people or set of people would see to get that offer. Now, in terms of a microsite, I can't think of a great example for when you would use a microsite for a greeting cards company, but just off the top of my head, this would be like probably when you're a lot further down the line, or if you've got a much bigger budget where you want to focus on brand awareness. So you want people to just know about your brand, in which case you could create a microsite for an online greeting cards experience where maybe people can, I don't know, change the colors of a certain type of business card that you have using an interactive interface.
Yep.
That's where we're getting a bit more sort of technical and a bit more immersive. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it does.
I feel like that's why it's important to work with, you know, people who know what
the experts.
Who can advise you, this, you know, who can advise and, you know, people that you trust their judgment in it, because actually they know what they're talking about and they're able to guide you appropriately in your decisions and choices. Ultimately, as a business, you're going to have the last say. It's going to be down to you, your money, what you decide to do. But having and knowing that actually I'm going to lean on this person, or I'm going to lean on this, I don't know, business to give me the correct, a better guidance than I can give myself, I think it's needed. So yes, it makes sense. Does it make complete sense? And I feel like, yeah, I'm an expert. Not necessarily. Yeah. I feel like I don't have to be. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, it's not going to click overnight if you're completely new to certain aspects. You got to give yourself that time. You got to do your homework and you got to give yourself that time to absorb.
Yeah.
Heard.
No,
it can be a technical thing. I like to look at it like, getting a lot of your online stuff sorted is simple, but it ain't easy.
Yeah, I hear that. So I have a follow-on question then. We can still use the same greeting cards company.
But actually, in today's world, it's very much that a lot of people and a lot of small businesses rely on social media to sell products, to market their products. And I guess that's just because funding wise, maybe it's not all there. I mean, is this something you would promote, or what are the downsides or the advantages of just solely using social media to kind of increase your marketing or online presence? Or would you just avoid just doing that?
I wouldn't avoid it. I would say that, what's the saying? Is it horses for courses?
That is a saying, yes.
Right, cool. So it all depends on what you're trying to get done and where you're at, you know. So with social media, generally, it's a good tool for sort of shortcutting the process of having to do your own sort of, let's say, marketing and set up and, you know, technical and reaching your audience, right? It is a shortcut. It has its limits. Right. And that's where I would say it needs to be taken with a grain of salt, or at least you need to do it as part of a wider strategy. Don't just rely on it forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah. And someone say to me once that, what would happen if you only ever had all your things on Facebook or TikTok? You only had a TikTok shop and TikTok shut down tomorrow.
Exactly.
How would you cope? Do you have all your customers details somewhere?
Is that a great point? You're at the behest of the brands who actually did put in their money, time and effort to set those up. So it's a great shortcut. It's great as part of a wider strategy to get, you know, somewhere where you're not, you know, if you're just starting out. It is important to know then that social media platform is usually the best use of it is usually as a complement of your brand, or a compliment too. And each platform has its own, not only just requirements, but also its own sort of culture or mini culture. Because, for instance, Twitter is, or X, formerly known as Twitter, is a great platform for opinion. That's why, you know, you can put your thoughts out in 140 or so characters. I don't know how many there are now. and you can get it out instantly. And that's the way people consume that content. Instagram is heavily, well, now it's video led, but obviously in its inception, it was very much image focused. Mm-hmm. And any sort of text would be more so around comments or caption, right?
Yeah.
Facebook is more about posts and groups. And then YouTube is obviously long form video content. So if you was to say, right, I'm going to set up my business, my greeting card business on Instagram, that actually would be a nice compliment especially if your brand is already established, you know, you have your website, people know you for buying good products. Now you can just put different things on Instagram visually, and now you've got an audience that is going to find you and probably engage with you quicker because you've got imagery. Whereas if you're on Twitter, you can still attach images and whatnot, but the expectation is that you've got to have something to say more about that rather than show it. So yeah, so just some of these little things to think about. And in terms of the pros and cons, I would say social media is good. It helps you save money. It allows a quick visibility. Can provide quick feedback and, you know, crucial concepts. But the cons are that it can be heavily restricted on things like branding and copyright. For instance, Instagram's bio is limited. So if you want to talk about your company, you're limited to a certain number of characters, which obviously on your website, you're not on your website, you can talk exactly about what you want people to hear.
Yeah.
These are just some of the things to think about in terms of the differences of the two. But yeah, strategy based. So what is your strategy for? That would be my thing.
Thank you. Which makes sense. And I guess it would also depend on where your target audience are. Are they even using social media like that? Do you need to be on there because I think I remember someone saying something. It was something to do with old people's homes, and they were like, "Yeah, no, we wouldn't go on TikTok. We wouldn't be on Snapchat because the people that we're trying to reach, they possibly are not using that Snapchat, so that platform wouldn't be for them. But they wouldn't be on LinkedIn, for example, if they're speaking to other professionals or healthcare workers or whatever it
might be. Yeah.
You know,
there's I have a rule of thumb, and obviously I'll try and keep it succinct, but for websites, I would just say, remember to do your homework and think about the certain things beforehand. So what you mentioned is exactly right, target audience.
Yeah.
Think about also, what's your brand's message? What are you actually trying to say with what you're putting out there? And then think about the website. What is the core functionality of the site?
Yeah.
Right? Is it going to be just for information? Is it going to be a listing other businesses or vendors? Are you going to take bookings? Are you selling something? Is it a chat forum? Is it an interactive game platform? And then obviously you've got to think about things like style and visual inspiration. What sort of content are you going to put on there? The text, the imagery, and also compliance. Obviously things like cookies and privacy. Now, this is usually to do a website, it's going to take a lot more time than setting up your social media. A website might take maybe 2 to 4 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, depending on the size of what you're doing. Whereas social media, you could just upload your images, type a bit about what you do, put some pictures up, you're done.
And you're away.
Yeah. For landing pages, I would say it's the same, but just more focus on a business goal. Like, are we collecting data? Are we securing signups? And then for social media, it's pretty much all of the above, but, you know, what's your content strategy? And I'd say these are the ones.
And can I ask, so whether you're on a landing page, a microsite, website, whatever it is, quickly, I guess in 1 minute, because we're pressed for time. Something I don't think gets talked about enough, this is just me personally, but it's when, you know, we talk a lot about design on websites, but what actually about accessibility of websites? So there's some people who, for whatever reason, they might have something kind of like their eyesight, disability, could be learning disability, difficult, could be a physical disability. So actually navigating around the site, for whatever reason, might be a bit difficult. I guess just really briefly, what kind of things should we bear in mind and keep in consideration?
I would say, so it's difficult to put that into very short. I do my best.
Go on.
It's definitely important because accessibility just makes it easier for people to, like I said, gain access to your site. The quickest, most fundamental way, I'd say, to make sure that you're following, that you have good accessibility, is to follow good UX and UI principles. This is...
UX is
user experience, and UI is user interface. And if you Google it, it'll come up straight away. So I'm going to use that get out clause to say, go and go Google it. But in terms of accessibility, you want to try to account for like the different challenges that people might face, such as dyslexia, dyscalculia, epilepsy, ADHD, etc. And generally, there's a lot of guidelines for each thing, and there's a lot of information out there online about what things to do. But there's also plugins as well nowadays that offer one-click solutions. So if you have a custom website, just make sure you speak to your developer or designer and say, I'm going to make sure my website's accessible.
Yeah. Perfect. I think we should do that more. That's just me.
Yeah.
That could probably be a segment in and of itself. Like that could. That
yeah,
could...
absolutely.
You want the part three, don't you?
Was it too obvious? Or was it too obvious?
I don't be out of the job soon, Chris. So I don't know.
Look, I can chat as you look in here. So me, I'm happy to.
We might have to kind of cut that to 2025 next year.
No problem.
Right, Miles. Well, thank you. Time is up. I think we've had a good overview.
Yeah. Yes.
Please, guys, if you want more in-depth consultation, details, information about creating websites, please. Do contact Miles. Miles, how do people contact you?
You can go to our website, which is micreative.co. You can email me at hello@micreative.co. And social media page is pinned in. The quickest way to get hold of us is by email, or you can give us a call. Number will be on the website. And yeah, man.
That's it. Getting perfect.
Am I creative? So,
love it.
Planting and Prosecco, Am I Creative? They're two fantastic things that you should check out. They'll be on our Instagram page, which is at The Business Mix Show.
We're done. For this week. Please tune in next week for more great guests. But for now, keep it colourful.
The Business Mix Show.
I don't know if he knows what to do when you finally decide to get loose. Those moments, they come far and few in between. I don't mind if I gotta be the guy that comes to the front of your mind. When the lights go low, girl, you know what I mean. So put this on before you take that off. Let it caress you just like summer soft. I'ma give your body what it wants, 'cause baby, I got so much to prove.
Too much of it.
The girl with the big bank. Never blessed yet. Never play about the money. Ain't no let me hold that. Big trainers on my body whining. Nice and slow, love it when you slide in. Just hold on my body right there. Nice and slow, break it off right here. Independent girls only. Make a woman spend a bag on me. But you ain't my babe. No, you ain't my babe.
This a hard foot.
Same, sir.
When me walk, in a top look. She said the way all me legs them bend. She know me longer than me pants foot.
Yeah.
She said me can't get a rat. She no have none. Humble call me to come her down. Say she know some me money can't done, but she have for your own. Me no need to give her none. She said she independent and she no beg nobody for your red cent. No, she don't do depending. She work hard so she love to the spending. No. Floss her and she floss me. Buckle competition in all the party. She only call me. You should know some me always clean and she love get nasty.
Only want you to put it on me. Only want you to put it on me. Call it when I lonely, lonely, lonely. Call it when I lonely, lonely, lonely. Only want you to put it on me. Only want you to put it on me. Call it when I lonely, lonely, lonely. Call it when I lonely. Don't you complicate the little things you do. Kiss me.
be so. Girl, you won't capture my soul. I'ma get no be so. Make you one wombo lombo. Better, bye. Better, better, bye. I'm loose. Even better, done the para. To nothing, Josie. I'm in Josie. Won't call if you want one Josie. I'm not playing with you, I'm not joking. My thought of mom is loaded. Me, you can fag up, but I'm on bully. I'm on duty, but I'm on low key. They won't do me, they won't.